This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki addresses the nation, urges all eligible voters to participate in the upcoming election. Phagu Purnima, also known as Holi, being observed with great enthusiasm across Nepal's hilly and mountainous districts today. And Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon exchange strikes as the Iran conflict widens. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has urged all eligible voters to participate in the upcoming elections, stating that the country's political stability and path to prosperity depend on active public involvement. Addressing the nation today, the Prime Minister called on voters to set aside other engagements and reach their respective polling centres on Thursday, that is the 5th of March, to cast their ballots. She said voting is not merely about stamping an election symbol to send someone to office, but about making a decision that shapes one's own future and that of the next generation. The Prime Minister also appealed all concerned to maintain peace and harmony during the election period. Phagu Purnima, popularly known as Holi, is being observed with great enthusiasm across Nepal's hilly and mountainous districts today. The festival marks the advent of spring and symbolizes harmony, goodwill and unity. People mark the occasion by smearing colors and splashing colored water on one another while groups gather in streets, public spaces, singing and dancing. Deeply rooted in tradition, Holi is also regarded as a celebration of triumph, of truth over falsehood and good over evil. People from diverse communities and age groups come together to share joy and strengthen social bonds. The government has declared a public holiday in the hilly and mountainous districts for the festival. In the Tharai region, Holi will be celebrated tomorrow, and a public holiday has been announced there as well. Extending his best wishes on the occasion, President Ramchandra Paudal expressed hope that the festival would inspire people to eliminate social evils and harmful practices, promote indigenous culture and foster mutual harmony across the country. In his message, President Paudal noted that Holi celebrated to mark the victory of justice over injustice and virtue over vice carries a tradition of forgiveness, goodwill and togetherness among family and friends. Likewise, Vice President Ram Sai Prasad Yadav, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal, former President Bidyadevi Bhandari, among other leaders, have also conveyed their best wishes to all celebrating the festival today and tomorrow. Minister for Foreign Affairs Balananda Sharma held a meeting with the Ambassador of Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to Nepal, Fahad bin Munaykhir, at the ministry on Sunday. During the meeting, the two discussed ways to further enhance bilateral relations between Nepal and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. They also exchanged views on the evolving situation in the Middle East, with particular focus on the safety and security of Nepali nationals in Saudi Arabia and the region. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon have exchanged fires and strikes as the Iran conflict widens. The Lebanese Health Ministry says Israel attacked Beirut and southern Lebanon, killing at least 31 people and injuring 149. Apparent Iranian strikes around the region continue, with explosions reported in Bahrain and Dubai and smoke seen near the U.S. embassy in Kuwait. A number of U.S. fighter planes have crashed in Kuwait, the Kuwaiti military says, with the crew unharmed. The cause is being investigated. On Sunday, an Iranian missile strike killed 9 people in the Israeli city of Beit Shemesh. And in Cyprus, a British Royal Air Force base was targeted by a suspected drone strike. The U.S. earlier said 3 U.S. servicemen members had been killed in action, but did not say where. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, has reassured residents about their safety after its air defense systems intercepted missiles following an attack attributed to Iran. Speaking after the incident, Rim Al-Hashimi, who is the Minister of State for International Cooperation, said the country has one of the best air-to-missile defense systems in the world and remains confident in its ability to safeguard infrastructure and protect all who live in the United Arab Emirates. She acknowledged that the loud sounds heard in parts of the country had unsettled many residents. She said that the noises were from interception systems in operation. She added that where damage had occurred, it was primarily due to the falling debris. Al-Hashimi reaffirmed that the authorities were taking all necessary measures to ensure safety and security. While expressing hope that the tensions would not escalate further, she said the UAE would remain prepared to defend itself if required. She also emphasized that the UAE has consistently encouraged dialogue, noting that the region does not need further conflict. Hundreds of thousands of Nepalese live and work in the United Arab Emirates. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will remain mainly fair in the country, with partly cloudy conditions likely over the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the remaining mountainous regions. Furthermore, there is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi province as well as the mountainous regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sushila Karki addresses the nation, urges all eligible voters to participate in the upcoming election. Phagu Purnima, popularly known as Holi, being observed with great enthusiasm across Nepal's hilly and mountainous districts today. And Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon have exchanged strikes as the Iran conflict widens. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.